Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting second. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Byerly. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bud Byerly. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, George Houseman. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Filipovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Sloan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nap Reyes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Mead. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp strikes out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman takes first base on ball four. Steve Filipovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filipovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Byerly. Filipovich moves to second. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a fly ball into center field. Filipovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Houseman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel strikes out. One out. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Houseman hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Filipovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filipovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Filipovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sloan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 0 for 1 in the game. Reyes bunts towards the mound. Byerly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sloan moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byerly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 0 for 1 in the game. Mead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Mead reaches second base with a double. Sloan scores. Reyes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mead scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Voisel hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Karowski hits a fly ball into left field. Meade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball. Marion hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Sloan is chasing the ball. Marion rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Filipovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filipovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Filipovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Filipovich for the out. Two outs. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sloan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is 0 for 1 in the game. Byerly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houseman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meade hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Meade moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. Meade moves to third. Nichols moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 2 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Sloan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 4, Giants, 4. Debs Garms pinch hits for Emil Verbin. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a pop-up towards first. Reyes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Debs Garms now playing third base. Whitey Karowski now playing second base. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Filipovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filipovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Filipovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sloan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is 0 for 2 in the game. Byerly strikes out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Filipovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Meade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Karowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Day bunts towards third. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Musial moves to second. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karowski is walked intentionally. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial scores. Karowski moves to second. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Pepper Martin pinch runs for Danny Littwiller. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. George Fallon now playing second base. Whitey Karowski now playing third base. Debs Garms now playing left field. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nichols strikes out. One out. Red Treadway pinch hits for Gus Mancuso. Red Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treadway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Red Treadway. Mel Ott pinch hits for Bill Voisel. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Houseman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Houseman reaches second base with a double. Rucker goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 5, Giants, 5. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Steve Filipovich. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Barra's now catching. Johnny Rucker now playing center field. Ace Adams now pitching. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Houseman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Sloan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-4 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards first. Reyes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Blix Donnelly now pitching. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sloan takes first base on ball 4. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sloan moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Reyes moves to second. One out. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mead hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donnelly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Musial hits a pop-up towards first. Reyes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Day strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurowski takes first base on ball 4. Augie Bergamo pinch hits for George Fallon. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. John Antonelli now playing second base. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donnelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges pinch hits for Ace Adams. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Antonelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Antonelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rube Fisher now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Marion hits a pop-up towards first. Reyes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms hits a pop-up towards third. Nichols settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blix Donnelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnelly takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Sloan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sloan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sloan strikes out. There goes Perez. The throw from O'Day to Marion, and Perez is out. Two outs. Nap Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyes is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Reyes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Antonelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 5 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Meade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial moves to third. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Karowski hits a fly ball towards center. Rucker catches it and throws to home to double up Musial. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Meade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Roy Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nichols is walked intentionally. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker is walked intentionally. Nichols moves to second. Joe Medwick pinch hits for Rube Fisher. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick strikes out. Two outs. George Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Houseman takes first base on ball 4. Kerr scores. Nichols moves to third. Rucker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.